Zink will be Secretary of the Interior. The White House calling attention to Russia's tactics in Syria, murdering civilians left and right while claiming they're letting them out of the city. Here's Defense Department spokesman John Kirby.
More violence, more bloodshed, siege, starvation, and surrender tactics such as what we're seeing in Aleppo is not only not the right way to end it, it cannot be put to an end that way.
Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-bottle system, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail, but today only, save an additional 20% off the holiday gift set price. That's a serious savings of over 75% off retail, but you must order today, Tuesday, and yes, it will arrive in time for Christmas.
Give the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair this holiday season, but you must order today to save over 75% off retail. Select this station at checkout to receive this extra special offer. OvationHair.com.
Interest rates on the rise. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well.
And the Fed Chair Janet Yellen saying the economy is already healthy enough for an interest rate hike. The quarter point increase she announced yesterday, only the second rate hike in a decade. Yellen calling it a very modest adjustment, but two to three more are expected during the upcoming year. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Syrian government and their Russian backers are drawing worldwide condemnation over their slaughtering of civilians in Aleppo. Here's Defense Department spokesman John Kirby.
The failure is on the part of the regime and its backers, including Russia and Iran, for the way they continue to try to find a military solution to what should be a political one.
The Russians say they are going to allow civilians in Aleppo to escape today. It's being closely monitored by the United Nations. Folks on the ground say Russian troops are still continuing to shoot at civilians. More news online at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A good Samaritan was killed in New York as he tried to help someone change a tire. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Police say the men were struck by a minivan just before 2 this morning while changing a flat tire near Exit 11 in Baychester. Cops say their car had broken down in the fast lane on I-95, a lane drivers use to merge where there's no highway shoulder. A 29-year-old was killed on the spot. His two friends hospitalized. They're stable. Police say the driver remained on the scene and will not be charged. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A telethon spearheaded by Dolly Parton to help victims of the East Tennessee fires has taken place. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
These are my people, my memories.
Organized and hosted by Dolly Parton, the Smoky Mountains Rise benefit for the My People Fund telethon raised over $9 million to help more than 1,300 families who've been displaced by the fires in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The My People Fund will be giving $1,000 a month to families whose homes were destroyed or those who can't live in their homes for a while until they get back on their feet. I'm Chris Barnes.
An Arctic blast hitting the northeast today. Forecasters say today's high temperature in New York City should be 25 degrees. Boston's temperature on Friday could be a record low. Unusually cold weather expected as far south as southern Virginia. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Well, good afternoon. You have the opportunity to hear about some wonderful business strategies and tactics here at on the Hunterton Chamber Radio Station. The program is Teachable Moments in Business, and I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for the day. In fact, this program goes on each Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and all of the programs are archived, so you can always go back and listen to the monologues that I do, as well as the interviews with wonderful people. So the question is, where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. As I said, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here at the Hunterton Chamber Internet Radio. I'm the owner of Rushmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. So we encourage you to listen to our program each week because the topics that we get into are varied, but they all pertain to tactics and techniques and strategies that you as a business owner or an operator or an employee who really has a passion for helping the business will learn techniques that will be beneficial for sustaining and growing the business. Now, today I have a lovely young lady who is my guest for the day, so I'd like you to meet Julia Beese. Julia, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay,
thanks
good.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. In fact, Julia was one of my students in a two-night marketing course that I teach at Raritan Valley Community College, and I found her to be very engaging, and she said she would like to come and be interviewed for the program. So I'm going to go on to the weather, and we'll hear from one of our sponsors, and then we'll go back and get to know more about Julia. So with regard to the weather, it's cold out there. And in fact, I think the temperature looks like it's about 23 degrees. Tonight, the weather will be, we're looking at snow showers sometime before 4 p.m. this afternoon. And it will be partly sunny. It is right now, certainly, with a high near 25 degrees for the whole day. So, and the precipitation chance is at 20%. So tonight, again, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of around 11 degrees. So get those jackets and hats and gloves handy because if you go outside, the wind chill factor is going to be such that it's going to be pretty cold with a gust of winds as high of 28 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 27 degrees and the wind chill values as low as zero. So you really have to bundle up. Friday night, again, snow mainly after midnight with a low of around 16 degrees. And of course, to the weather report says here that it'll be precipitation is about 90%. So I guess we really are getting some snow. So when I come back with the extended forecast, we'll talk about what's going to happen on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for the hour. And I introduce you to Julia Bees, who is an entrepreneur and has an interesting background, interesting interests in developing her own business. So, Julia, let's tell us a little bit about you at this point so we can kind of get focused on what things we want to talk about.
Okay. So my name is Julia Bees, like you said, and I am the creator and owner of Roots to Rise. It's a goal coaching program that that I've created, and it's kind of, you know, my baby that I've developed from years of research and personal experiences.
So it's Roots to Rise. Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting name. I like that.
Thank you. I actually, I'm really big into yoga, and it just kind of, it's actually a term they use a lot in yoga when you root your feet.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And your core, and you root yourself to rise up. So it's, you know, like think of yourself like a tree. So your roots are your base goals now, mm-hmm. To rise and grow and be bigger and stronger and do more and grow more.
That's now. Do you also teach yoga? Is that something that
I don't
do?
I don't teach yoga, but I do practice it. Yeah. I have my 50-hour yoga teacher training certification, and we'll see if I do more with that.
Okay, so you are currently conducting programs for clients on these areas.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So I guess my question is, where do you find your customers?
Well, right now it's a lot of, word of mouth. I find them through yoga studios and CrossFit boxes. Those are my big interests. And, I find that's where I find the clients, that are willing to invest in themselves and, you know, I kind of blanked right there. Those are the people that, that really want to do more and grow more.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
I got my LLC in March this year.
Okay.
So, but as for goal coaching, I've been doing it for about 4 years.
You have, really? Oh, yeah. My goodness. So it sounds like you have opportunities to collaborate with companies that are grounded in yoga and other exercise categories in order to find customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's cute. It's called fusion marketing. We talked about that in class last night.
We did, yeah.
So a lot of I've had clients and students in my classes who say, well, I want to find more customers. I said, well, go back and figure out who the target is that you want to serve. How did you get to know them? And did you find out about them from somebody else? Because a lot of times we don't know who needs us. But if we can connect with other service providers who would cater to the kind of clients that we want, we can build relationships with them in order to get to the people that you truly want to serve.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. I do have to say, when I first started this, I tried to kind of broaden my client base, and I wanted to be available to everyone. And something that I've learned through experience, and something you also pointed out in class, was that you need to keep your client base narrow,
mm-hmm.
Because it's more condensed and it makes more sense, and you don't have to try to please everybody. Like, this is what you do, and these are the people that want that progress or program that,
yeah,
you're serving them.
Well, I would agree with you, and what we talk about is identifying no more than 3 or 4 target audiences. And those targets could be the individuals themselves, if you know who they are and where they hang out and can get to them, or they could be the people that know people or the organizations that know the people.
Yes.
But once you determine what those targets are, then you go find a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And you become the go-to person in those categories. Now, where do you actually provide the service? Do you go to people's homes, or they come to you, or do you meet them at a mutual place?
Mm-hmm. So right now I'm doing my workshops, out of yoga studios. I have a workshop coming up. Can I throw a pitch,
sure,
in here?
Absolutely.
I have a workshop coming up January 7th at Ray of Light Yoga Studio in Hillsboro. Carrie is an owner there, and she's been so amazing and supportive of my business. And So right now I'm really just hosting out of yoga studios, and I find that to be pretty easy because I like it to be in a very comfortable environment. It's a 3-hour program, so I always say, wear yoga pants, bring a pillow, sit down and get cozy. My goal is to be able to run out of my home, so I'm working in my home office right now.
You are? Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, sometimes when you go out to a place like that, there's a comfort level sometimes going out to an office location or a place of business for a class. But you may draw a different kind of clientele when they come to your home, too.
Absolutely.
How many people do you usually have in a session?
I say 3 to 10 for a session. That's the best, I think, for the most optimal program. However, I have found that 5 is like my magic number. 3 to 5 people is really the best because I like to keep my workshops very intimate and personal. You know, right. It's not a cookie cutter program. So, and especially to keep it within those 3 hours, if I have so many people and I want to be able to talk to each person and, you know, really understand what their goals are and what they need to do to get to those goals, too many people it's just not going to work out. So I can give a very, you know, broad, instruction, but it's not the same feel. It's not what I really want to do.
Yeah. Well, I would agree about the size of five in a group. I know, having been in my class in marketing, you can see that we can customize the discussions to meet the needs of the people that are there. If I had 10 people in a group, I would not be able to do it as well.
Right, yeah.
So, and I think the right number of people, whatever is right for you, creates a comfort level for the attendees, and they're more likely to open up and say what's on their mind. I've had some introduced concepts and information that none of the others would have even thought of that were valuable to the attendees, and I learned from my students as well. So
yeah.
It's fascinating. This, as I tell my director at the Raritan College, the novelty hasn't worn off yet. I've been doing it for a long time because I teach quite a few courses. I actually commit to about 50 nights a year.
Wow.
Which is a lot, from 6 to 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and you do a lot of things.
I do. Sometimes the classes get called off if they don't have enough enrollment, but we did pretty well. So I'm going to go on to listening to some of our sponsors, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit further.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and my guest is Julia Beese, who has a very interesting business. She attended my marketing class, my second of two nights of marketing at Raritan Valley Community College last night, so we just got to know each other. But she's very engaging, and she's really a very engaged and passionate entrepreneur. So, and the name of her business is Roots to Rise. So tell us how you got into this business.
So it was kind of an accident, which I think a lot of businesses might end up being. I worked at Lululemon for, I think, about 3 to 4 years.
And what was that?
It's a retail company. They are really big in yoga apparel.
Oh, that's right. You did mention that last night. Okay.
So, I started working at Lululemon, and goal coaching, but goal setting is a really big part of their culture at Lululemon. And it was just something that I became very passionate about. When I started working at Lululemon, I was a stay-at-home mom for several years before that. So this was kind of my first job back into the real world. And it just found me at a really turbulent time in my life. So I grasped on to the goal setting portion of the Lululemon culture, and I fell in love with it, and it changed my life. You know, having set goals and just visualizing what your perfect life would be 5-10 years out into the future, and then how are you going to get yourself to be living in that perfect life that you have? So I'm a really big I'm a dreamer, right? So I don't know. It was something that I really, really loved, and I saw it making a big difference in my life. And I became the resident goal coach at Lululemon Bridgewater, and I would do goal coaching sessions for new hires, and we would even go out to local CrossFit boxes and yoga studios, and we would do goal coaching sessions.
You mentioned this again. I'm going to interrupt you. CrossFit boxes?
Yeah. So CrossFit is a type of workout. And okay. So they, instead of calling them gyms, they call them boxes.
Okay. That's okay.
So,
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's that language.
You can tell I don't do those things. I probably should, but.
No, everyone should. That's great. So anyway, I just really fell in love with it. And I saw the excitement that I got from the people that participated. And once my time was up at Lululemon, I decided this is what I want to do, you know, and I'm going to create a program that can, you know, light this spark in so many people. And I want to inspire people and see how they can change their lives and be a part of the greater good.
Yeah. Now, have you taken courses, or are you self-taught? Do you study these topics?
Definitely self-taught. I've taken some, I guess courses you could say, nothing with like a certification or anything like that. I don't think you need a certificate for this. All of these skills are really, I mean, they're within yourself, you know, and I kind of open those doors for people. I do a lot of research, and I follow a lot of other, goal coaches, I guess, or, people that are really big into self-development and things like that. So yeah, that's where I get my skills.
Yeah. Well, I've had clients whose customers have asked for examples of the work that they do and to present case studies. So as you look back at the clients that you have served thus far, are there ones that are there examples that you can share with us in terms of this was the problem that they were facing, what you've done to help them out, and what the results were?
Everything is, it's a constant evolution right now.
Okay.
And so my program is a 10-year program. And so I've been doing this just for a few years. So I don't have any like 10-year results yet.
Okay.
But the only proof I guess I can share right now is my own personal proof of, my goal checklist and all of my checks that I've achieved all of these things. And that's my only proof that I have for you right now. But
okay.
I know for a fact that these things work.
So tell us about you. What are some of the goals that you've achieved through the years?
Let's see here. You put me on the spot.
Am I getting too personal?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe one of the next topic on that one. Those are really personal.
Okay. But whatever it is, it brings a smile to your face. Mm-hmm. I can see that you're very happy with the progress that you personally have made in the work. That's really very good.
Thanks.
So what are the – is this a trend? Is this kind of approach in training is it just a trend in this industry?
I don't know if you could call it a trend. I guess you could call it a trend. It's big right now. You know, and I think that a lot of people are starting to realize that that this big magic is within themselves, mm-hmm. and then you have people like me who are helping them find that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, everyone needs a coach for something, whether it's to be an athlete or even like, you know, like marriage counseling, something mm-hmm. like that. And so, what I do is more personal. Like, there are also like business coaches.
Right.
So I'm not here to, you know, teach anyone how to make their business grow necessarily. I'm not a pro in that, but I can help you open the doors to find the skills to find that true happiness within mm-hmm. yourself and to find balance in your life and to really be happy in all these moments as you're reaching, you know, those big, crazy, wild dreams that you have.
Yeah. You know, there's an organization called BNI, which we may have talked about in the marketing class, a Business Network International. And that organization, the owner of that, the founder of that organization is Ivan Meisner. He talks about a number of things in networking, one of which is building a power team of people with whom you can collaborate in order to serve or to achieve certain goals. For example, I'll give you an example of a power team. When I was a member of BNI, there was a fellow in the group who needed to buy a new house because he had a new baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So in that group, there was a realtor who helped him sell the old house and buy a new one. There was a mortgage lady who sold mortgages, so she got him a mortgage. There was an attorney in the group who helped him take care of all the paperwork that you have when you move. There was a title insurance person there that got him the insurance. And there was a cleaning woman who had a cleaning service who cleaned both houses. So he was able to go to work knowing that there was a team working on his behalf. So one of my questions is, in the work that you do, are there other professionals that you can have that collaborative relationship with in order to help a patient or a client of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, absolutely. And that sounds like an amazing team, what you just said. I'm building that team right now. I have a good friend who, she's a financial advisor, and so we've talked about doing some workshops together. You know, having these crazy goals it's all awesome,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to take, you know, quite a bit of money probably to, you know, travel the world or have this, you know, gorgeous house in like Tahiti, whatever it is. And so we were talking about doing a workshop together where, you know, you make your big lofty goals and then she is the financial, you know, brainiac, and she'll help you figure out what you need to save, I guess. And, you know, what financial steps you need to take to get you there. So that's just one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love networking and collaborating with people. I know I'm not an expert in everything. There, I have my, you know, my niche, I guess, and other people have theirs. So
yeah,
there's a beauty in collaborating. Absolutely.
So, are there any other skill sets that would be a valuable asset to that group if you were to pick and choose a few more capabilities?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I guess it really depends on the client. And something that I've realized is that I'm really good at, you know, meeting people and saying, "Oh, you have to meet so and so because you guys would work so well together." And I think that, you know, as my clients come, I kind of build this database of connections and friendships and things like that. And from those people, I pull the super friends that they would need, you know, to help them reach their goals.
You just mentioned a couple things here.
Okay. I saw you writing.
You mentioned having a database. We talked about that last night briefly. And I often feel that the one weakness that a small business has is the inability to keep track of all the information about people that needs to be at your fingertips in order to be able to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about name, address, phone number, email address, websites if they have one, cell numbers, characteristics of the individual, certain personal details. It could be birthdays. It could be the fact that somebody has children or where they work. There's all different kinds of information that you can keep track of in order to, and it's really profiling of your customers and your prospects, and that can become invaluable for your outreach. And I mentioned in the class last night that I have several databases, one of which has over 16,000 records on it that I've been maintaining for years.
Yeah.
And I'm actually able to prospect for customers on my database. If I'm looking to put together a list of people to reach out to, I just push a couple of buttons and I have a list based
awesome.
On a criteria that I've identified. And it's much better to build a list yourself rather than go and buy one, because those lists they're not prospect lists. They're at the best suspect lists.
Yeah.
So I think that's a misnomer that we hear in advertisements a lot of times. Your best list is one that you establish yourself. So in your case, having a list of people that you've met through different job opportunities that you've had over the years, it could be neighbors, friends, it could be relatives or parents of your children's friends, it could be there's just so many ways to put together a list. And, of course, if you're using social media, you can, through that outreach, you can begin to establish a list of people as well.
Absolutely.
But it's a numbers game. The more people you're in communication with on a regular basis, the more likely it is you're going to build your business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to break right now. We have news and weather, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I've seen those reports. I'm not in a position to confirm them. I'd refer to the intelligence community for their assessment.
After spending days pushing the narrative Russia tried to influence elections, a coy White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, although he did make further accusations later in the press conference.
The unanimous opinion and conclusion of all 17 intelligence agencies that Russia was engaged in malicious cyber activity to erode public confidence in our democracy.
But it's not just the Russians the White House are trying to create a narrative for today. It's also the economy, saying Obamacare has been good for the U.S. economy.
The percentage of people without health insurance has gone down dramatically. I've also seen a dramatic slowdown in premium growth. If you count out-of-pocket costs, the slowdown has been even larger.
Get unbiased news at usaradio.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantel or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. Welcome to our program. We want to take a look at the weather right now. As I had mentioned earlier, we were getting some snow showers and snow flurries here on Friday afternoon, and tonight we're looking at the weather, at the temperature going down to about 11 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's going to be chilly out there. Let's see, Friday night, some more snow. And it's going to be windy and chilly once again. Now, Saturday, snow before noon, and then snow and sleet somewhere between noon and 1 p.m. Then after that, rain. So I guess it's going to get warmer. And the weather forecast is saying that up to about 46 degrees with a southwest wind of 7 to 9 miles per hour. So the chance of precipitation on Saturday is 100% at this point in time, and we could get snow and sleet accumulation 2 to 4 inches. That's possible. Saturday night, rain is likely, and the temperature will just go down to about 36 degrees. On Sunday, there will be rain with a high near 47 degrees and a chance of rain and some kind of precipitation at 80%. Sunday night, sleet before 7 p.m., so I guess if you're out on the road, you got to watch out for that. And a chance of precipitation is about 80%. And then on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. So the temperature is kind of up and down, but this is a cold and windy weekend coming up, apparently. So just bundle up so that you're ready for the temperatures that go down. So I'm interviewing a wonderful guest, Julia Bees, who is from Hillsboro. The name of her business is Roots to Rise, and I'm very interested in what you do, and the passion is definitely there in helping people achieve their goals through team building and motivational workshops and meditation. What do you do about meditation? How does that work?
So a big part of my program is meditating, and it's really about visualizing. So I guess it kind of goes with, you know, the law of attraction. So if you visualize this perfect life, whatever it is, I do the visualization mm-hmm. 10 years out. So what is this perfect day in your life 10 years from now? Where are you? Who are you with? What does it look like? And, you know, from beginning to end, and from that vision, you pull out these very specific goals and you put a date on them, and, you know, then what do you have to do in 5 years to get to the 10-year goals, and what do you have to do in 1 year to get to the 5-year goals? So for me, I found that just, you know, making these visions in your head and believing in them and knowing that it's so true, and it really comes from within you, and then they just kind of manifest themselves. And I know it sounds so hokey, but once you do it and you practice it, and like I said, practice. So you don't just do it once. It's not going to work if you just do it once. If you do this every single day and you truly believe in it, these things, they just, it's miraculous, and they just appear in your life. I mean, my life right now is definitely something that I visualized, you know, 5 years ago, not even 5 years ago, actually. I don't know. These things just happen, and you look around, you're like, how did I get here? Right. But it's because I believed in it, and, and they just come true.
Yeah.
So that's what the meditation is. Meditation is, cleaning your head and getting rid of these, you know, negative thoughts and worries and things like that. Because once you feed those thoughts, those things are going to happen. So if you worry all the time, and if you're fearful all the time, whatever you're worrying or fearful about, you know, they're going to come to life.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking about positive things and whatever that is, you're feeding those thoughts and you give it life.
Okay.
And it becomes part of you.
What's that expression? If you think you can't, you won't. Or if
that's
you
so
can,
true.
You will.
Yeah, yeah. I always tell my daughter that. She's like, I can't do it. I'm like, well, with an attitude like that, you won't.
That's
no matter what it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that's the attitude. That's something you consider when you're in selling. If you think you're not going to make the sale, you won't.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's always you always have to. And I teach classes in selling skills, but you really have to assume the sale. If you don't, mm-hmm. you won't get that order.
Yeah.
So, mind. I believe in mind over matter. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a huge, huge believer in that.
Now, in the marketing class, we talked about differentiation in terms of how you're going to stand out against the competition, as well as how you stand out in the minds of your target audiences. And I realize you've been doing this for a while. You may not have thought about how you stand out and what your differentiation is, but can we sort of brainstorm a little bit about that?
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, what is it that you do? You said you do have competition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a little fish in a big pond right now, and I'm okay with it. I don't really look at the big fish. I guess I just really focus on, you know, what I'm doing and how I can help.
Oh yeah.
I guess, you know, maybe what sets me apart is that my program, it's not cookie cutter. It's very personalized mm-hmm. to the client. I have such a big heart and I really love people so much. So I couldn't possibly have one program that's going to work for, you know, five people. They're all going to need something different.
Okay.
So for me, I put a little bit more heart and soul into it, and I'm sure it takes way more time and effort, but it's important to me that everyone gets exactly what they need.
Sure. So you're capable of customizing a program for people.
Yeah.
That meets their specific needs. When you work with clients, do you work with them for certain periods of time? Do you have programs that might go for 3 months, 6 months, a year? I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what the client needs. Mm-hmm. So I have the initial workshop. And that's a 3-hour workshop, and that's really just to kind of get the gears turning. And then from there, depending on if the client needs, you know, more coaching, it could be just a couple of months, it could be 6 months, it could be a year. It's whatever they need.
Whatever they need.
Yeah.
Actually, when I do private counseling for mm-hmm. with business owners, that's what I do. I personally don't like to be tied to a client forever. Because I'm busy.
Yeah.
I want to get them up. My philosophy is I want to get them up to speed and get them where they want to be. And if they want to, I do like them to come back and report in with me so we can critique their progress and perhaps tweak what they're doing a little bit. But I know there are other business consultants and mentors who have programs that could run 3 or 6 months, and they have to pay X amount of money for that. I work by the hour personally, and I just... You know, I try to get them jump started as quickly as possible. I think it's a matter of, I know in my case, it's a matter of being able to analyze the individual quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably can do that. I get that sense that you can kind of read into that person and have a sense of who they are. And it's a matter of asking the right kinds of questions.
Yeah,
and then being able to then recommend an approach that's suitable for them. And
yep.
that's what I do as a business advisor. And I'm sure you're like I am. I get great compliments. That's amazing. And I never know where the meetings with people are going to go.
Yeah.
But somehow it works. The approach works.
Right.
So that's very interesting. So we had our class last night, and that was a 2-night marketing course, which is part of a I forget how many classes are in a certification at the college. It's called Entrepreneur Certification Program. I also teach a 3-night business plan class. Now, did you write a business plan?
I did. I attempted.
Did you really?
I was going to bring it, and then I couldn't find it.
Okay.
And it's probably better that I didn't.
Okay. Well, at least you started working on it. I mean, that's a lot of people don't even think about a business plan. They just, as I've explained to some of the experiences I've had with clients, they just have this passion for starting a business without really thinking about the details. I guess, and I was reading not too long ago that there were about 3 reasons why people don't write business plans, and I forget all 3, but one was they're afraid that. Through the research that they discover that they shouldn't do the business
in
the first place.
Yeah, you mentioned that last night, and I can see how that's so true.
So they just avoid it altogether and decide to jump in.
Part of the reason why I stopped writing mine, actually, because I was like, I don't want to be, you know, convinced otherwise that I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had an attempt at my business plan. I do have it somewhere. I haven't been looking at it recently. I guess I shouldn't be admitting that right now. But the reason why I started writing the business plan is because I went for counseling at RVCC with Bill, Bob?
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Yeah, we spoke about this.
Director,
And so, you know, he encouraged me to write the business plan, and I downloaded the you were talking about the websites last night with the templates for it.
Yeah.
And it's very thought-provoking.
It is, yeah.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
But there are things that you need to know.
Yeah.
To look ahead, and especially as a goal coach, like those are, that's what the business plan is. It helps outline your goals.
I think I mentioned to you in the first marketing session that there was another approach to writing a business plan that was put out by a fellow that owns a business called Growth Wheel.
Okay.
And that's, if you read his website, he's not real keen on writing a business plan in a traditional way. He recommends an approach, and the graphic, I've never taken his course, but I've heard him speak on his program, and I've seen his graphic. But his graphic is a circle that he breaks down into four sections, and within each section there's five elements. So it's all about the operation of the business, it's the customers, and there's, I forget what all four sections are. But that's his approach in writing a business plan, addressing each one of those sections. So our listeners, if they don't want to do a traditional business plan, could look at a growth wheel as a way of addressing the issues in launching a business. Or actually, a growth wheel is probably better for somebody who's been in business for a while. And so his approach forces you to go back and just reevaluate parts of the business.
Okay.
A regular business plan really kind of starts from scratch, and it starts with identifying what the business is going to be and who the target audience is and the competition. So anyway, it's a good idea to have a plan. Business plans can change.
Mm-hmm,
I think people sometimes feel they write the plan and they don't have to go back and look at it again, but that may not be the case with many businesses changing at such a rapid pace today that what your customers are interested in today may not be what they're interested in tomorrow.
True.
And in many cases, you have to reinvent yourself and by going back to the drawing board,
yeah,
and doing that research to see if what direction you should be taking. So now marketing plans, they change probably more often because you may exhaust certain avenues of marketing outreach and then you decide to add some new tactics into your marketing plan. But one of the things we talked about last night that you liked was the fact that rather than create a marketing plan outline, to actually put it into an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, the calendar.
Yeah.
You liked that a lot.
Yeah. It makes it so easy. So so for our listeners, the Excel spreadsheet would be designed in a way that all of the tasks that you would be engaged in marketing would go in the left-hand column. And then you could have 12 columns across the page where you have one column for each month. And then and you could use check-off boxes, check-offs, where you check off, let's say you do networking, you would do that every month. So you would check off under each month. But you may decide to be a speaker at an event that may be once or twice a year. So you're going to check off maybe twice, and it could be
what
July
and
November or something like that. So there are so many marketing tactics that you can implement that you could become so overwhelmed if you're not if you don't have an organized approach to it.
Absolutely.
So, and if you have people working for you in a business, it's a good idea for them all to see that plan, and they can then support it, and that's critical for success. And also, the customers will see that you have a plan also.
Yes.
So that's that helps build trust in the business. So I'm going to break here so we can listen to some of our advertisers, and we'll come back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and I have here the owner of Roots to Rise, Julia Bees, who has been sharing information about her. Actually, I think it's unique because I don't travel in those circles with the fitness areas that you're involved in, but certainly people today. Many people need motivation. They need somebody to help them achieve their goals, and that's exactly what you do, and you do it with a passion. So that's and it shows, you know, if body language counts for a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When somebody meets you for the first time, the first thing that will help them, that will really force them to assume an opinion towards someone is the body language that they're observing. I think that's it shows in you, and it's really that's very positive. I'm sure it's quite helpful
yeah.
when you have your sessions with your clients. So the class that you took, the 2-night marketing course, was in a series of programs which I mentioned, where I teach the 3-night business plan class. I teach a 2-night selling skills course, and what's interesting to me is that so many business owners really have never had any training in marketing or selling. And yet, if you don't sell, you don't put food on the table.
Correct.
And marketing comes first. In fact, I may have mentioned it to you in the class, but J. Conrad Levinson is the father of guerrilla marketing, and I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. And one of his quotes is, if you think in terms of sales and marketing, and by the way, most people refer to themselves as being, like, say, a director of sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. But he said, if you think in terms of sales and marketing, what else are you doing wrong? Because marketing really comes before selling. It really creates the pathway to building relationships with people so that you can get the order and, of course, keep going back so that you hopefully will continue to either get repeat business or referral business. That's what it's all about. So are there ways that have you gotten referrals from your clients?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I get most of my clients.
That's how you get them, yeah. Do you give them any handout or business cards or something to remind them to talk you up when they have those opportunities?
I have my business cards. I'm currently working on all of those, you know, tangible things that I can pass out. I have, like, you know, brochures. I have my workbook and things like that, but mostly just my business cards right now. Mm-hmm. I need to get some sort of referral card in the works.
I was looking at your. Can I look at? Can
yeah,
I look at your
fine.
Business
of
card? I was looking at your business card. Now, on the one side, you have. I forget what. There's a name for this kind of.
It's a mandala.
Mandala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have that, and it says "Roots to Rise Goal Coaching" by Julia Bees. And then on the back side, you've listed, I can't, this little
I know,
logo.
It's blurry.
It's hard to read.
That's my problem with my logo.
Yeah. And then personal and group coaching, motivational workshops, team building, and guided meditation practice. And then you have your phone number and your Gmail account, mm-hmm. which is good. One of the things I recommend is that you make it as easy as possible for people to get in touch with you. So I like the fact that you have the phone number and that you have the Gmail account. Now, is this phone number, is this a cell number or a like a landline?
It's like a Google line.
Oh, is it
so,
really?
Yeah, it connects to my cell phone. So I don't want to give out like my personal. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can share the number.
So can you get text messages on this?
Yes, I
you can. Okay.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So, yeah, your phone number here is 908-864-7698. So that's a Gmail phone number.
Yes.
That rings on your cell phone. Then.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's something that probably more of us should use.
Yeah.
It helps. Doesn't that help to eliminate a lot of spam-type phone calls?
I can't really say yet. I mean, I haven't received any spam phone calls on that number yet.
Okay.
My personal line, constantly.
Now, this Mandela, is this your logo?
It is. Right now, I'm working on it. You know, I'm kind of like testing some things out. It's very intricate, so I feel like it's maybe a little bit too busy. I love feedback. You're going to give me some feedback.
Yeah, it is busy.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is there's not much contrast between the roots to rise and the background color of the card. So it's really important to have enough contrast. What I have found over the years is that people still make copies of business cards. They still scan them. And there are times that I get a card sent to me because it was scanned or copied or even faxed, although faxes are not being used quite so much anymore. But if there's not enough contrast, it's hard to read the images on the card.
Got it.
So that's something to consider. I usually recommend that you even make copies or scan whatever artwork you've created to make sure that it's going to be legible in the event, say you email a scan to somebody. Are they going to be able to see it? And the ink one here is rather pale, so that's something I would do.
Okay.
Now, you don't have an address on your card, a mailing address. A lot of women in particular don't like to put their addresses on. They're afraid that people are going to come knocking at their door.
I mean, I honestly doubt that's going to happen, but you never know, so
well,
I try to be safe.
What's interesting is I've had my I live in California. I've had my address on my business card and on my website forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had anybody.
Your personal address?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I have an office wing attached to my house.
Okay.
But it is an office, but it's also part of it's attached to my house.
Yeah.
In 30 years, I've never had anybody knock on my door because they found my address on a card or on the internet.
Yeah.
And that it's interesting. Some women like to have a P.O. box for their business.
I do have a P.O. box.
Which is something you might want to put on here. The reason why I say that... this is me speaking, okay? It may not be true of other people's opinions, but I like to know where the person's coming from. And I often think that if they don't tell you where they're located, that it's like, in my mind, I think, well, what is it they're hiding?
Yeah.
You know? And in fact, I knew a woman who was a business consultant who lived in, let's say, for sake of argument, she lived in Berkeley Heights, but she had a mailing address, a street address in Morristown. And I looked up her phone number, and I knew she was in Berkeley Heights, but she was using a street address in Morristown.
Okay.
And it was on the center square of Morristown, if you've ever been through Morristown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very pretty area.
Yeah.
Well, I looked up the address, the street address. It was a mailboxes company.
Okay.
So it was like, why don't you just use your own address?
Yeah.
You know, so, and the other thing is if you go to any business events, any trade shows, and I do a lot of trade shows I do them a couple a year, people will give me their card. Well, I want to get their name and contact information on my database. And as they're walking away, I look at the card and there's no address on here. I don't even know if they're in my target market. In the geographic area that I cover.
Right.
Because there's no indication of it. The only way I might be able to figure that out would be with a phone number. But in your case, you can't even do that either because it's a Gmail phone number.
Yeah. Well, it has a 908 area code. So
well, that's
in
close.
Jersey.
Yeah. So that's exactly. That's exactly right. But I do think it's very important that you be as accessible as possible. And that goes for having enough contact information on the website. Are you working on a website?
I am. That was my entire task this morning.
Was it really? Okay.
Like for 5 straight hours, just working my website.
Okay.
So.
Now, that logo that you put on your card is going to be on the website.
Yeah, if I decide to stick with that logo.
Or you may change. But make sure everything has to be continuity.
Yeah.
You've got to use the same graphics, the same fonts, the same colors. And I know people that have had 3 different logos, business card, brochure, and website, and they're all different.
Yeah.
And I knew somebody that had a logo on his truck. The one on the truck didn't mention because they might have been a plumber or an electrician or something. But it didn't match the logo on their website. So people have to be able to put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah.
So just make sure that your colors and everything are very consistent, very important. You also might want to use some people use taglines underneath of the name of the business, and a tagline should be no more than 7 words. And as I said in the class last night, taglines should be reflective of what the business offers, what the benefits are that people gain from doing business with them. I just looked at the clock. We have to close down.
Oh,
I'm on a,
that went
see,
so
I'm,
fast.
I'm doing all this talking without getting. Why don't you give us your name, the name of your business, and your phone number, and how to reach you?
Okay. Again, I'm Julia Beese, and Roots to Rise is my business name. I'm a goal coaching business. My phone number is 908-864-7698, and you can also find me on Facebook. It's at Roots to Rise LLC. I'm trying to think of another way. My email is julia.roots2rise@gmail.com.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you
You're great for having me. I really appreciate
Thank you.
And tell your friends to listen to the rewind.
I will. I put a link on my Facebook, so I don't know who tuned in.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason.